Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. Welcome back into another episode of Time to Thrive, and today is going to be such a fun episode. So Jordan and myself, we went into separate rooms and wrote up three different questions that the other person doesn't know, and we are going to ask them live and break it down.
Yes. So think of this as like a hot seat Q&A between Jared and I. And we just wanted to really keep it authentic and unscripted. Neither of us have had time to plan these questions. I'm a little bit nervous of like what he's going to ask. But we've got some good ones lined up for you here. So hopefully you will all take a little bit away from it or just have some fun with it.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So I'm going to start. And my first question is, if you couldn't be what you are now for a profession and money and education didn't matter to you or didn't matter at all, what would you be?
Oh boy. I am assuming you're relating to like dentistry.
You can't be a dentist and you can't be a professional network marketer.
Honestly, something with coaching. Our business mentor asked me actually the other week, and she's like, "Hey, if you could do one thing day in and day out that you just truly enjoy doing, what would it be?" And for me, it's honestly coaching and like connecting with other women and helping them to like scale their businesses and come up with ideas. Like, you know me, I went to the Pilates studio the other day and came out of it and was like, okay, you guys need to implement this business plan and this business plan. And the guy standing there, it's a new Pilates studio in town, and he was like, oh my gosh, okay, we need to write these down.
It's actually hilarious too. Sorry to cut you off when you're in the middle of your answer, but like, I remember when we went to that winery and there was an empty parking lot.
Yes.
And she literally went on like
the potential they have.
Like, they started just pouring us free wine because we were giving them so much valuable information.
I was like, you guys need to put picnic tables here, do like s'mores boxes with campfires.
Oh,
like,
that was so funny.
Have a QR code. You need to reach out to local influencers and get them here. Like, creating a whole business plan for them. But like, that's truly, I believe, what like lights me up is when I have like that forum that I can really build and like consult and like come up. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love our online business so much, is because I get to do that in different ways.
Yeah, with so many different people.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, this is for you. What has been your biggest aha moment around masculine, feminine energy? And what did you have to shift when we started dating? I know that this has been a big part of our relationship and it's probably something you never were exposed to.
Yeah, and also something like I still don't really know fully how to answer. Like, it's so different for everybody, and I think the understanding of like masculine, feminine energy in terms of like what it truly takes to be like masculine doesn't mean like ho hum, like I'm an alpha male, you know what I mean? It's like, it comes down to like the little things. So like, for instance, in our relationship, Jordan as a dentist is in a very masculine role, and she works 3 12s. So for 12 hours a day, 3 days a week, she's in a very masculine role. So when she comes home and I am just being nice and asking, hey, what would you like for dinner? It's like she couldn't care less if I gave her like 2 pieces of toast with Spam on it. It's like just dinner's there. Mm-hmm. And I think like understanding that it's more so like the little things of just doing them than it is like actually kind of like looking for the validation. Whereas before, like, I don't know, I'm a nice guy. I want your opinion on the matter. It's like, what would you like for dinner? Because I will go and cook whatever you would like. But in reality, it's like by you saying like it doesn't matter, it's not that you don't care. It's that like it genuinely doesn't matter. Like anything that I make, you'll be happy with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that scratches the surface, but like,
I think one of the biggest shifts that I've noticed is like at the start of our relationship when we first, because like just being clear with you all, I started talking about masculine feminine energy like right when we started dating, and it probably also, scared like, had the crap out of him.
Yeah, and I had no idea what she was talking about, and I was like, what do you, what is this even
thought
mean?
I was like a woo-woo fairy.
Yeah.
But it is so true, and I think, like, I remember some of the conversations that we had initially, and I feel like you thought when I meant like masculine energy that it was like that toxic masculine where it's like overpowering and demeaning and like, yeah, I had no input and la la la, and like I think a lot of men can maybe get confused by that, and I think a lot of women also aren't open to like a healthy masculine energy where it's just like that providership. And on the contrary, that feminine energy has to be there in terms of, you know, and I've said this before in the podcast, but like when you cook dinner, which is, I will be honest, 99% of the time, I have never once complained about it.
No.
I've
critiqued or complained my own meals more than you ever have.
So. Yeah. Like if it was eggs on toast, fantastic. Super grateful for it. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to take that in. If it's a, you know, barbecued steak with homemade chimichurri sauce and homemade yam fries topped with freshly grated Parmesan, I'm like, I will also openly receive that.
Yeah, and that was a lit meal.
That was so good. But it's, you know, I think you really had to shift your perspective on masculine and feminine energy. And it just was through like conversation and really understanding it.
100%.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree.
Okay.
Okay. Question number two for Jordan. If you could go back in time and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would probably say, okay, so this is a little bit, maybe not younger self, like I'm not thinking like child right now. I feel like that's super long ago. But when I was in university, I was playing hockey down in the States, and I actually had an Instagram account that had like 8,000 followers at the time. And I sat down, and we actually, my team had Joshua Metcalf, who is a very well-known author now in the personal development space. And he came in and did a kind of mentorship training with us in Boston. And I actually had a one-on-one sit down with him, and he was telling me at the time to, and we've actually connected, you know, more recently on this, because he still remembers coming to Northeastern and whatever and doing that. And he was like, okay, like you have all these ideas, like you need to like start monetizing your social media, la la la, like keep posting and growing. So I grew that page. And then I had this random kind of moment where I decided to delete that entire Instagram account. And part of me feels like if I could go back and tell myself, like, I don't have to, the reason why I did is because I really wanted to kind of like, quote unquote, shift my identity from being like super heavy in the fitness world to more of like a lifestyle entrepreneur and like going into my dental practice and all that kind of stuff. And I think that all leads to saying you don't need to explain the pivots in your life to other people, and you don't need to justify and announce all these certain changes. It's like we are all human. We all ebb and flow. We all change our priorities. We are like, you are your own brand, whatever stage of life you're going through, whether you are entering into motherhood, whether you were identifying with, you know, really heavily in the fitness industry, and now you just want to like share mama tips or lifestyle tips, like that's okay. And that's going to grow, and you might lose some followers, but you also will gain your people. So yeah, I think it'd be like, you have the permission to pivot when you want, and you don't need to justify that to anyone.
I love that. And like, I just got off of like a Instagram live / podcast kind of thing where that kind of question came up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my viewpoint was the exact same. Like, I mean, I started our business with 400 followers, realistically no idea what to do on Instagram. And it's like going from posting like once every like 6 months to posting 6 times a day maybe is something that I don't have to justify to anybody. Mm-hmm. And the benefit of that is like being able to be who you are, and like at the end of the day, that's the only opinion that matters.
Yeah. And just realizing like you are your own personal brand, and that's going to ebb and flow.
Yeah.
And the more you really step into that and use storytelling and like use your authentic voice, the more you're going to connect with people. And when you connect with people, you build relationships. And when you build relationships, you're kind of following, or your kind of community grows, and then that brings a bigger business or whatever you want to grow out of that. So, I mean, I can think of like a few moments now in my past where I just felt like I was holding back from stuff because I was scared to pivot and to upset other people. And I wish I could tell my younger self, like, just freaking do it. Like, dive in. You don't need to justify it because, you know, I just did up a carousel post for my socials this morning, and it was all about opportunity cost. And I think a lot of times when we're sitting in that fear of pivoting or fear of doing something different, it's like, you got to think of that opportunity cost. Like, what, by you not just doing the thing that you want to do, what are you missing? What are you missing out on? What's the opportunity that you're like letting go?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you losing money by not just starting the business? Are you, you know, holding back your progress if you're, you know, nervous to go to the gym and just sign up? You know, there's so many things that when we start to boil down opportunity cost, it really puts that clear picture into, you know, sometimes it just kind of almost gives you that little nudge to be like, okay, just do the damn thing.
It's truly crazy how our own mind plays so many tricks on itself, eh?
Oh, totally. But like, once you overcome your own mind, oh,
it's a blessing.
It's so good. It's wonderful. It's so good. Hi, friends. Quick question for you. Does your life ever feel like a chaotic mix of sticky notes, half-finished planners, and big goals that just end up sitting there? Because honestly, same here, until I found the InCharge app. I just recently joined a high-level coaching program for 2025, and one of the tasks was to find a habit tracker that I could keep throughout the year to keep me on track with my basic green drink, my outdoor walks, my meditations, and all the other things that I need to just show up for myself daily. And I stumbled across this app and have been loving it. Honestly, it's like an ultimate life organization tool. It's got everything: a habit tracker to keep you consistent, a space for your goals and manifestations, your affirmations, your own vision board, and even your daily schedule. Yep, all in one app, and it is so aesthetically pleasing. It is perfect. What I love most about it is how it brings everything together. I can track my habits, map out my dreams, stay on top of my schedule, and all update it from one place without losing a bunch of little papers. We all know that feeling. It is like having a personal assistant and life coach right on my phone. So if you are ready to ditch the chaos and you actually want to take control of your life and have everything in one spot, download InCharge today. You can scroll down, click our link, and anybody that does click that link and grabs the InCharge app, we will send over our vision board planning ebook so that you can step through some really epic steps to really cast your vision for your 2025, add those to your InCharge app, and really create that vision board and life of your dreams. So go click the link, shoot us a message on Instagram, and we would absolutely love to see what you are creating. Okay, this one's for Jared. What's one of the craziest things you've learned about or conversations you've had being surrounded by so many women in the health and wellness industry? There are a lot of side combos.
What's one of the craziest things I've ever heard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I feel like you're involved in so many random conversations. And you're always like the token guy in the room.
Okay, so like, I just genuinely feel like I am light years ahead of every single male when it comes down to the women's body, if that makes sense. Like, not sexualizing that.
No.
Like,
you're just aware of it.
Like, I understand. Like, before, I put it this way. Before, like, even we started dating, I didn't even know, like, anything about periods or cycles or anything like that. And, like, I could write a freaking book about it. You know what I mean? Like truly, like, I understand all of that aspects of like why it is that, like, during a cycle, there are certain stages and all these kind of things. And like,
it creates birth stories and stuff.
Yeah. Heard? And like, I've heard a lot of that, and it's like being able to openly learn, I think, has been like one of the aha moments of all of that. And people are nuts. Like, people love to talk. And like, when you're with close friends, like, a lot of things are said because, like, you think of like a circle that you have of, say, five super close friends sitting around drinking a bottle of champagne. Like, unhingedness is just part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for me, it's allowed myself to, like, be unhinged in terms of, like, just really, like, living in, like, gratefulness of, like, where I am, but also, like, understanding how other people's lives have shifted them. Because, like, I've had my life, you've had your life, I never lived your life, but there are a lot of people who, like, talk openly about their life and their struggles and everything that they've kind of gone through, and it really makes you just think about, like, how your upbringing was and how you went through your life.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I also, like, recall, you know, there's been a lot of, like, wild conversations where people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Jared, you're in the room.
And you're, and like, I'm literally like, that is probably the 10th craziest thing I've heard this hour. Don't worry about it.
Like, you talk parasite cleanse, you know, tapeworms. Boob jobs, tapeworms, periods, births, yeah. You know, all these things that Jared's just like, okay, yep, I got it. Which honestly, it helps us and our relationship so much, because I'll be like, babe, this is going on, and he's like, okay, yeah, no worries.
And I think one of the cool things is, like, learning, because, like, realistically, I'm gonna be honest, like, we're still young, right? And, like, yeah. We haven't gone through that phase of life of kids and of parenthood and everything, and, like, it's really been able to open my mind in two ways. Yes, like, understanding, like, what you will go through eventually, but also, like, being able to see kind of what our life is going to be like when we do have kids in the picture, mm-hmm. when we are 10 years into our relationship and into our marriage, and, like, figuring out the places that are important to be able to kind of push on, and, like, just, like, in terms of, like, being a couple.
Yeah. Well, I think too, being surrounded by so many women, like, let's say, for example, I was just in the business by myself, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna take the little one to the conference. You'd be like, okay, sounds great, it's probably gonna be super easy, she's like one. Whereas now you've sat in conference rooms where moms are, like, building businesses, feeding yeah. the child, like, doing a Zoom call, all these things, and it's so incredible to see. So I feel like you've gained such an appreciation from when you started of, like, that role of motherhood
and the role of, like, being able to, like, accept, like, hard work. Because so for us, obviously, like, once we have kids and everything, it's going to be one of those things where, like, yeah, like, I'm going to be able to help a lot, mm-hmm. right? Whether we're on a trip or we're at a training or we're at a conference, like, I will be able to help. A lot of these women, they go, and, like, they're super women, because they go by themselves with a kid strapped to their chest, and they have to go through 2 days of training, not have to go through, but they're yeah. going through 2 days of training. They're staying for events. They're doing all these things while still launching people, building their business, doing these things. And I've never, ever, ever, ever from one person who has gotten to, like, the top 1% of this company who has a kid strapped to their chest be like, yeah, I just don't have enough time. And it baffles me, because I hear that a lot about, like, time. And it's funny, because once you've actually figured out how to manage your time and how to create a time management schedule around it, which once you are, like, a top leader and you've grown and you've learned, you've understand, you realize that the lack of time isn't an issue yeah. anymore.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of that shifts to gratitude. It's like, yes. I'm so grateful that I can bring my child to this event, and that there's multiple hands that are ready to hold the baby, helping with feeding, like,
totally
entertaining them, instead of, you know, being a part of a corporate company or whatnot where they're like, hey, yeah, your child actually can't come. And now you're put in that predicament where you're like, hey, can I go and get the self-development that I need or not? Like, people walk across the stage in Vegas with their, like, you know, child strapped to their chest and all these things. So
yeah, it's wild.
I love that.
So last question for you is, what is a moment in your life that felt small or potentially, like, even, like, insignificant at the time, but turned out to be something very significant?
Ooh. That's a hard one. I feel like,
I mean, it could be something as easy, like I'm just going to throw a couple things at you, right? Like, yeah. Like, small things, like even starting a fitness journey, doing something in school, relating it to business, like thinking about like little things that realistically for you may have been something small, but actually turned into like a butterfly.
I mean, there's lots of like little things in terms of, you know, just trusting the process and whatever. But I also think this is an important kind of, you know, reflection and lesson for people too, is I think for a long time, and still even to this day, I've had a really hard time with just celebrating successes along the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I even look back to, you know, playing for Team Canada in hockey and like winning the world championships and all this. And like, I honestly, like, not that I didn't celebrate that, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I would like achieve so much, like me running the Olympic torch and like being nominated for that. Like, there's so many things that happened in my like 16 years old to 23 years old that I feel like I really just brushed off. And, you know, I read that book, The Gap and the Gain, which I would recommend everybody to read if they're in this kind of situation. And it really taught me like, you actually have to celebrate those little moments, even if it's just like, okay, I did my first Instagram live. Okay, I actually started an email list. Okay, I finally like tidied up that room that I was, you know, procrastinating for so long. Like, actually being really grateful. And you have like, I feel like you're very good at like celebrating those little things, so it balances us out. But I think those moments ended up being really big in my life. But I think the reflection back and being like, okay, remember, Jordan, to like celebrate those little moments.
Yeah. Like the main reason why I asked that question too is for that answer. It's looking like, it's one of those things where every day we have small opportunities for a win.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And every day we do something, or at least try to do something, to push our life to where it wants to go. The only way that you're going to get there is compounding.
Yeah.
Right? And you need to allow yourself to celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like we also live in an era where celebrating ourselves can be sometimes hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't want to be those people who are constantly celebrating your own victories and tapping yourself on the back.
But you have to.
Yeah. Because a lot of the times it feels as though like, where you're gloating,
yeah,
right? But in reality, it's like, no, you work damn hard to become a dentist.
And
you work damn hard to do these things. Tap yourself on the back and like allow yourself to be grateful for the actions that you did take that may have been small, but realistically turned you into the person who you are.
Yeah. And I think too, the people in your life that will see things as gloating, as, you know, being pompous or whatever, it's like, those aren't your people. Like, the people that I want to be surrounded with, like, I celebrate my wins, they also pat me on the back. I'm going to celebrate their wins even harder. Like,
100%.
You know, those little things, those little milestones, like, even within our own business, we cheer people on for, like, the small things, because just like Jared said, like, those small things compound to big changes over time. And when you sit back and you're like, whoa, like, I never posted on social media before for my business, and now it's a habit, it's routine, I'm so proud of myself for that. So, yeah, I think that would be it. And like I said, if you guys have not read the book, The Gap and the Gain, go do it. It's a great one. Okay, last question for you. What was something you had to let go of to see success in your business or career?
Yeah, I mean, I just had to let go straight up of negativity. Like, at the end of the day, there's the quote of other people's opinions don't pay your bills. And until you actually like can live in that sphere, you're never going to be happy with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And for me, it was a lot of your own mindset battles. And it kind of goes back to that question I asked you of, what's something that you would tell your younger self even? And if I could go back 3 years, which isn't that long ago, right? But if I could go back 3 years and be like, hey, this is where you're going to end up. This is where you're going to be. This is who you're going to be marrying. I think my overall output would be different in terms of the way that I show up, the way that I teach, the way that I educate. Like, me and you both didn't get to where we are now in terms of how we talk and how we coach and how we teach overnight. Actually giving yourself even 1 year. Are you giving yourself one real year of work where you can look back and say, I did something to move my business or my whatever it is forward for 365 days through tracking and through actually putting in committed work? Because if the answer is at the end of 365 days that you gave everything you possibly had and you saw zero success in whatever field or hobby you wanted to do, then okay, you know what? Let's actually like figure that out.
Yeah.
But if you didn't and you were like, well, you know what? Did a little bit here, did a little bit there, and you actually did like 30 days out of 365 days, or 36, call it, and you did 10% of the work, well, then who's to blame?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, signing up for a gym membership. Anybody can sign up for a gym membership. That's the easy part. The hard part is going to the gym and actually putting in the work to get the results. And it goes for anything in life. Your relationship, your friendships, your business, your health. It's all compounding, your financial stability, you know, all these things. It's just little actions that just compound over time. And that big thing is just that decision and that decided heart and that decided mind. And that, honestly, from experience, we can say that changes a lot. So, guys, we had a lot of fun doing this.
That was really good. I think we should do this more often.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to just riff off. And, you know, honestly, we had nothing planned other than our questions. But we got a lot of good takeaways out of there. So if you guys have anything that you want us to expand on further, definitely scroll down to the show notes. Touch base with us on Instagram. We would love to connect with you further. And we will see you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.